Good evening and welcome to our services tonight at Edward Hills. Glad to have all of you here tonight. I know for most of our members, this is the second part of our evening time spent together. And I think that the service tonight that Philip has put together for us is supposed to kind of echo some of the themes that we just talked about in our congregational meeting, in our family meeting, as Mr. James so well put it. And I hope that the songs that we put together tonight are encouraging to everyone that matter. Our first song tonight is going to be number 658. Number 658, There Is Much to Do. And let's stand as we sing a song.
There is much to do. There's work on every hand.
Oh! Good evening.
Good evening.
We have had a tremendous day so far. We have a lot of things that's going to challenge us over the years ahead of us. And I pray to God that all of us will be on board with that. I'm thankful that my wife and I have chosen to be a part of this local church here. And I know the things ahead will be difficult because Satan will be busy. He will attack each and every one of us if he gets a chance. So let us go to God at this time to show him that we're together in this. To him be the glory. Precious Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you at this time thanking you for this opportunity that we have to come together, thanking you for all the events of the day, for the direction that this church has chosen to go into. And we know that the road ahead will be very difficult. But we are people of faith, we believe, and we know that God is with us. Who can be against us? Thank you, Lord, for giving us the elders to have the vision to take us in another direction. Help us, Lord, to all be committed and faithful. Help us to all be willing to give our best that we have financially and prayerfully to the cause that we have ahead of us. And we thank you, Lord, for just asking us to be your children here on earth to represent you. And we know that as the road gets tough, the going gets rough, we started out a long time ago, Lord, we are determined to make heaven our home. So bless us and be with us as we go forward in this service. On the Street Heaven Sunday is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray and give thanks. Amen.
We'll now sing number 699. Number 699, This Is My Father's Will.
Do mi do.
This is my father's world.
Dawn, sunset,
fear, and joy.
participate to. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Our faith to rise, cause our eyes to see.
song will be in the main book, number 274, I Have Found a Friend in Me.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything you need. He's the very something thousand to my soul. The beauty of the valley, in Him alone I see. All I need to lend has made me fully whole. And in Him He's my strong and mighty tower.
Sure. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went out to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the chief gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already had been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. Can you picture this scene? There's this pool in the middle of Jerusalem, and the city would have been really crowded at this time. We're told it was a feast time. And Jesus walks into this pool, and he sees all kinds of people, all kinds of sick people. Do you see the description? They're sick and blind and lame, withered. What do you think it would have been like to be around this pool? Do you think it would scare you some? Do you think it would make you sad? Would you wonder what could be done about all this illness that's surrounding you, surrounding this pool? And these people who are on death's doorstep, barely even living. And while they're all there, the story zooms in on this one man that's laying around the pool. And it says he'd been laying there for 38 years. Can you imagine having a problem for 38 years? And not just any problem, but this man was sick. And not just sick, but this man was paralyzed. Not being able to bathe yourself or go get food. Just lying there. Always sick and just laying there. What would life be like? What would go on in your head and in your heart as you lay there? Just sick all the time. What kind of questions would you have about life and maybe about God? We're told apparently if you got into the water while the water was stirred, you could be healed. But this man had been there for 38 years, and that hadn't happened to him. And you would think at some point it would have been his turn. So look at verse 6 again. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" And just pause for a second and imagine that you're sitting next to this man when Jesus said that. What do you think about that question? Now, you know the man has been lying there for decades. And you know that everyone around this pool wants to become well. That's the purpose. That's why they're all there. Of course he wants to become well. But what kind of a question is that? Do you want to become well? That's why he's been there. That's why he's been laying there. That's why he was dropped off at this pool around all these other sick people. Why would Jesus ask that? It's almost insulting. The sick man answered him in verse 7. Let's look at verse 7 again. "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another man steps in front of me." Nobody is there to put him in. He needed someone to help him get in. Verse 8, Jesus answers him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." What do you think now? You don't know that it's Jesus that just walked up. See, we know all about Jesus, but maybe this man didn't know about him, and maybe a lot of the people around them didn't know about Jesus. What do you think now? Like, wow. First, you walk up and ask, like, sort of an insulting question. Do you want to be made well when everyone here wants to be made well? That's why they're there. Then you look at this guy and tell him to rise up and walk. Not only is this guy paralyzed, but we're told he doesn't even have a friend in this world to help him get into the pool to be healed. So how could you tell him just to get up? Now, of course, we know, unlike maybe some of the people there, that our Lord isn't just a man. In verse 9, it says, "Immediately the man became well, He took up his bed and he walked. So what would you have done if you were this man? Would you have gotten up or would you have argued? You know, in the totality of this chapter, it's kind of hard to tell for me what to think of this man. There's a lot of whiny things about him and some negative things. But when Jesus told him to get up, he got up. He picked up his bed and he walked. And he doesn't say, look at me, I can't walk. I can't pick up my bed and walk anywhere. I've been here 38 years. He doesn't do that. Have you ever had a bunch of reasons why you can't get well? Maybe you've had a sin problem or stuff in your mind that's not normal anxiety. Maybe relationship problems. Or maybe all of these things. And you weren't well. Did you have reasons for it? You see, this man did. And notice that he doesn't answer Jesus' question. Jesus asks him, do you want to be made well? And he gives all these reasons as to why he isn't well. But he doesn't answer the question. So have you ever had a bunch of reasons as to why you can't be made well? I can't get well. I can't overcome. I can't be what God wants me to be. See, I think this man is very representative of a lot of us. I think sometimes when I look in the mirror, I see this man. I think sometimes when I talk with friends, I hear this man. And for whatever reason, we don't answer the question that Jesus is asking us. We have all these other reasons, all these other answers as to why we are the way that we are. But we don't answer Jesus' question, do you want to be made well? See, if your answer to that is yes, then everything else is going to be taken care of. Jesus comes near regardless of our problems. See, he didn't have to go to the pool that day. He didn't have to focus on this one man. Jesus had a lot more important things to do, like die for the sins of this world. And yet here we see Jesus coming close and near to this man at the pool. You see, whatever sin you've got, the Lord draws near to you. And he's going to expose that. He's going to draw near and he's going to tell you that you can't be that way. Jesus comes near regardless of our problems. Full of his grace and full of his truth. Jesus will not allow you to excuse yourself from change. Lord, I can't become well because I was raised this way. Or, Lord, I can't become well because my friends are this way. Lord, I've done so many wrong things in the past. See, Jesus isn't asking about your past. He isn't asking about why you are the way that you are. He's asking, do you want to be made well? So finally, after all of this, we see Jesus in verse 14 find this man again in the temple. He found him and he warns him that if he were to live in sin, something much worse would come upon him. Much worse than being paralyzed for 38 years. You know, we see sickness with our eyes and we understand the horrors that can come from it. And yet our Lord tells us that sin is much worse than all of that. See, if you believe in his care for you, if you believe that he is able to make you well, then the only question for you is, do you want to be made well? If you want to be made well, and if we can help you in any way in your walk with Christ, we invite you to come forward as we stand in the room.